The four-bill package would expand crime victim services, it would allow the blurring of a survivor's face during court proceedings, and permit remote victim impact statements. House Judiciary Committee Chair Graham Filler says that's important since courts have held some proceedings remotely during the pandemic.
From a victim's perspective, do you really want, after being victimized and then seeing the person who did this to you get convicted, do you always really want to go into that room with the person who's victimized you again? And I would argue that some of them do not.
Another bill in the package would allow prosecutors or law enforcement to share a domestic or sexual abuse survivor's contact information with service providers. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.